Right now, we have the surprise interview I was telling you about, and it is Raekwon Jin himself, the hitmaker, the Osama hitmaker. Live in the studio right now, we have the one and only Raekwon Jin, a own record producer, a record executive, and a musician. Raekwon Jin has established himself within the South African music industry and beyond. In August, within this year, he released Osama, a hit single that has gone viral everywhere in the country. We'll be interviewing today about this single and his music. Welcome to the show, Raekwon Jin. How are you doing, sir?
Very good. Good morning. And thank you very much for having me. And thank you for the introduction.
Thank you for coming through, and I really appreciate the effort, man. Since you're a very busy man, and we are excited to have you on the show, what have you been up to in Cape Town?
So I came to Cape Town to do shows. I had a show yesterday, Gwalanga, and I have a show today somewhere outside of Cape Town, about an hour away from Cape Town. I don't know what's the name of the place, but I came here to do shows, and also to chat to you.
Yeah, you dropped Osama. This is a beautiful song, a hit. And everybody loves it. I'm sure when you're performing, people are dancing and singing to the lyrics. Can you please tell us more about the song and the journey behind it?
Song Osama is a song by myself and Kasango. Osama means a lion in Arabic, and it is a song that that has made people feel happy, and it's like it's a journey of your emotional self or of your spiritual self. It's a song which has no language. It's made in tongues, and so I think that's what basically Osama is. You know, it's a song, it's an individual relationship. Everyone that listens to Osama, they will have their different takeaways. Some might take away is their spiritual things. Some made them. Some would say it makes me want to raise my hand. Some would say it makes me want to dance. Others would say it makes me want to drive away, you know. So it has different emotions and different meaning to different people. And it was made precisely for that. That's why it does not have a language, and so it doesn't have a subject matter.
Well, yeah. I really love the song, man. I'm a huge fan of your music. And also, speaking about the song, I'm sure that you can tell us more about your new album, Ghetto King. Can you please tell us about the album?
My new album is called Ghetto King. It's coming out on the 3rd of December. And so it's a dance album. It's Afrotech. It features a lot of young artists unknown. That I could have introduced to everybody through that album. The first one was Kasango, and there are so many of young people that that people do not know at the moment, but they will know after my album has been released on the 3rd. And people that are known on album, there's only I think three of them. It's Amanda Black, it's Da Capo, and it's Nana Atta. Those are people that I didn't have a name which are on the album. Otherwise, the rest of the artists that are there are just amazing artists that a lot of people do not know of at the moment.
Yeah. I know you're a pioneer, and also you pioneered the sound of Durban writer music. So can you please tell me the inspiration behind your music?
It's you. It's everybody. It's the inspiration comes from different people, you know, regardless of their color, their gender, you know, their background. You know, I get inspiration from different people from different walks of life. So the inspiration really is really about my music. It really captures, you know, those particular moments that I happen to come across. You know, when I interact with people.
All right. I want to ask, I know you studied music, right? You studied jazz. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Yes.
And
yes. All right.
So, in my understanding, right, you could have started anything, like, let's say business or become a doctor or anything. Why did you choose music, like study music? Why?
The answer would be why not? Why not study music? Like you've just mentioned, people who study to be a doctor, who study to be an engineer, and study to be everything else. And the question is, why don't you study to be a musician? If you want to be great at what you do, you have to study. I wanted to be great at what I do, so that's why I studied music. I don't have second plans. Some artists would say that I studied so that I have something to fall back on. I studied so that I have something to fall back on, and I don't have anything to fall back on. This has to work. My plan B is to make plan A work together with plan C. So my plan A is music. My plan B is to make sure if plan A fails, which is music, how can I make my plan A work? And my plan C is the same thing. So I don't have any other options except music.
Yeah, so what has it been for you to work with big artists like Black Coffee and many more big artists at your level?
Working with different artists, it's something that is so important. Collaborations are something which are very important. Kasama and myself on Osama, it's a collaboration. El Vovo, it was a collaboration between myself and him. And so many artists that I've worked with before, you know, Dark on a song called Rutado, collaboration. So, it just proves that music in itself, in its nature, it is a collaborative effort, because drums have to collaborate with piano, with bass, with horns, with strings to make a song. And that's what music is about. It's a power of collaboration. There's no song where you cannot combine instrument. You won't get a song. So you have to combine different instruments to make a song. So in its nature, music is a collaborative effort.
Yeah, man. The last question. You're a businessman, you're a big artist, you're a businessman, and I can name a few things that you do. A pioneer, a record executive. Can you please, give a message of motivation for the children that are listening, and also for the children that are watching from the big screen here in the Red Cross Hospital? What motivation can you give us that wants to be like you?
This is what I would say. I would say dreams, they're not dreams denied. Young people of this time, they want quick wins. Yeah. Instead, gratitude. You want to do something today, and tomorrow you want to see results. And life is not like that. You guys want to win now, today. And if it doesn't happen, then you quit. You change your plan because you think this does not work. And I say, you need to be patient. You need to understand that big wins take time. You're interviewing me now about Osama. Where were you in 2006? Were you born?
I was born in 2002.
All right. In 2000, you were born in 2002. So I studied music in 2000 before you were born, you know?
Yes,
and
sir.
You are getting to interview me now after 21 years of something that I invested in 21 years before I was studying music. Now, can you see, it took me 21 years to chat to you about Osama.
Yes, sir.
Me 21 years to make Osama. Now you understand?
I understand, sir. I understand.
Yeah, so don't, when you want to win, you have to invest a lot of time in what you do and what you are passionate about. And understand that you can always make a commercial failure on anything that you would like to do. You just need to understand how to make that commercial failure. I've survived music. I have everything I own through music, because I understood the commercial side of music. And that's what people need to understand. Whatever that you are passionate about, make sure that you work on something that you are passionate about, and understand that where can you make money. However, understand also that dreams delayed are not dreams denied. It doesn't mean if it didn't happen today, it will never happen. That's what I would say to young people. And stop thinking that you did not, if you've done something and you didn't see the positive result the following day, then the idea is not a good idea.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for making it possible for me to be able to speak to you. I really appreciate it, and I wish the best for your journey, and I hope you achieve many things. You're such an inspiration to many kids out there, to me too, actually. And I'll never forget this interview. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having me. I apologize that I couldn't be there. I would have loved to be there physically, but I'm sure it's gonna happen. Next time I'm probably in Cape Town, I'm gonna ask my team that they make it happen so I get to meet you.
Thanks. I can't wait for that. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Bye. Have a great day.